My name is Ashton Powell, and I am running for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education. I am running for the Board of Education because I believe that we have a pretty good thing going here as far as our educational system. But with that still being the case, we have significant issues with equity. We have significant issues with the mental health of our students, and especially having the students know why they're going to college. Why are they taking the next steps using the education that we're giving them? And so I want to be part of the group that is going to be helping try to ensure that we, again, provide that equity for students and look after their mental health. Being a school teacher and a public school teacher up in Durham, I'm already engaged in the community in ways that are very rewarding. And so being able to teach students and to help them, again, take the next steps in their educational path is a very rewarding thing for me to do. I also have had an ability to be a part of the shared governance of our school and to be involved with leadership and being a representative for the faculty at Science and Math. At least how that fits with Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, a lack of equity often comes from not having a voice at the table. And if people in the community are hearing about policies or other practices that are affecting them by the time they reach the board, that's often too late. And so in my experiences, finding ways to engage the community to have good standards of shared governance that allow for the various stakeholders to actually have an opinion and a voice doesn't mean a vote, but at least have a point at which they can engage and be a part of the policies. It's not going to be a surprise. They're not reacting to something. They're working together. And so my experiences at Science and Math and with the Faculty Assembly have been engaging in just that and leading in those endeavors and having, I believe, some success in doing that. And so I would like to continue bringing that to our school district. Regardless of what policies or programs you have in place, if the public don't believe in it, or if the various groups you're trying to help and trying to bring equity to, if it's distrustful, and oftentimes there's a good reason for it, if it's not being utilized as well, then it might fail. And so all the best intentions don't work if it's not a community-driven, constituent-driven policy. And so making sure that you engage the various communities that you're trying to target or you're trying to help or you're trying to build towards, which should be everyone in the district, you got to make sure that they have a voice and feel they have a voice, because otherwise it's going to be a reactive response that they have to any policy. I hope they will look at someone that understands what the classroom is like. I want them to think that I'm a person that can engage multiple constituencies at different levels, especially people I disagree with. I've been able to work with legislators, Board of Trustees members, Board of Governors members, members of the UNC System Office that we may have thought we were going to disagree on items beforehand, but we found ways to actually respect each other and work together to make policies that have made things better for students. And that's something I can definitely continue to do. I also believe that if someone's voting for me, they also feel that aspects of shared governance should be included more into our processes, which means not necessarily that someone has a vote on the board, but we need to have better ability for people to actually have representation on the board, whether they have a physical seat or they have a way to provide feedback in much more timely manners than we've done so far.